Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma's eye right now is passing about 65 miles to the north-northeast of Puerto Plata on the north coast of the Dominican Republic. Irma's moving off toward the west-northwest at about 16 miles per hour. Still has maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, a potentially catastrophic Category 5 hurricane that is now taking aim on the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas in the next few hours and through tonight. During the next couple of days, we expect Irma to continue moving to the west-northwest through the southeastern Bahamas and then between the central and northwest Bahamas and the north coast of Cuba. That'll take us through Friday and Friday night. And then on Saturday, we expect Irma to begin to turn northward and take a track that will bring it very close to the southern Florida peninsula by early Sunday, and then a track near or just offshore of the east coast of Florida over on Sunday and Sunday night, and then over the southeast United States coast, somewhere in the vicinity of the Georgia or South Carolina coastline on Monday. Irma is expected to remain a very dangerous Category 4 to Category 5 hurricane during the next couple of days and still be a major hurricane when it approaches the southeast U.S. coast early next week. Right now, we have a hurricane watch in effect for South Florida from south Jupiter Inlet south on the east coast, Bonita Beach south on the west coast. That also includes the Florida Keys and Lake Okeechobee. We also have a storm surge watch in effect for the same areas along the coast, including the Keys and everywhere inland that you see highlighted in pink on this map. That means there's the possibility of life-threatening inundation from storm surge within the next 48 hours. In this storm surge watch area, we could see 5 to 10 feet of inundation above ground level. So that's life-threatening storm surge that is possible with Irma in these areas. Well, you could see tropical storm force winds are expected to arrive first in the Florida Keys and South Florida late in the day on Saturday and by Saturday evening, and then spread northward into central Florida by Sunday morning, north Florida by Sunday night, and then into the Georgia and South Carolina coast overnight Sunday night into Monday morning. So this is a good time to keep in mind when you want to get your preparations done. You want to be prepared before sustained tropical storm force winds start at your location. So for everyone who's in an evacuation zone that's been asked by the authorities, local authorities, to evacuate, we encourage you to do so and prepare for the possibility of a major hurricane landfall in Florida this weekend. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. update on Irma.